In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict, now that they've sanctioned strip searches for traffic stops, what will be the next surprising Supreme Court ruling. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Pimsleur language programs, providing tools to learn a listener limerick challenge in 45 languages. Online at Pimsleur.com. Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at Progressive.com. And the National Association of Realtors, an advocate for homeownership. More at HouseLogic.com/homeownership. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with the Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks, our house manager is Don Hall, our assistant house manager is Jessica McLeod, our intern is good old Kate Casey, our web guru is Beth Novi, engineers include Les Delarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank, BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton, technical directions from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will the next shocking Supreme Court ruling be? Adam Felber.
They're going to keep that spring break momentum going, baby. Next up, mandatory universal T-shirt dousing and jello shots for all.
Roxanne Roberts.
The court will uphold random, just for fun, strip searches at the Supreme Court.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
In order to make the whole thing more even-handed and fair, after the police strip search you will have to strip search the police.
Well, if the Supreme Court announces any of those actions and decisions, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks also to Adam Felber, Roxanne Roberts, Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We are done here. We will see you next week, Boston, Massachusetts. This is NPR.